USA News. I'm Lance Pry. President Biden and the First Lady arrive in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania this morning. An itinerary was not announced for the day trip. In the past, I-95 has closed down for presidential visits, so that's a possibility today. Expect extra congestion on 95 and the 676. Chicago mayor-elect, 47-year-old Brandon Johnson, will take office today. Facing a surge of illegal immigrants in need of shelter, Johnson is also facing pressure to build support among skeptical business leaders and summer months that historically bring a spike in violent crime to the Windy City. Spokesman Ronnie Reese said in a statement, Mayor-elect Johnson's top priority remains building a better, stronger, and safer Chicago where all residents can live and work free from the threat of violence. End quote. Talks will resume this week aimed at keeping the United States from defaulting.
President Biden is planning to meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders tomorrow. Despite a June 1st deadline to raise the nation's debt limit approaching, Biden maintains a glass-half-full attitude.
I remain optimistic because I'm a congenital optimist, but I really think there's a desire on their part as well as ours to reach agreement. I think we'll be able to do it.
The White House held the first round of discussions last week. Economists warned that a default could cause a global financial crisis. Biden, though, has said that a default is not an option. I'm Jerry Varmash.
Newly announced Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino is giving thanks to Elon Musk. Yaccarino tweeted she has long been inspired by Musk's vision to create a brighter future, adding that she was excited to build Twitter 2.0. Musk announced last week that the former NBC Universal Chair of Global Advertising and Partnerships would take over for him as CEO, while Musk transitioned to Executive Chair and Chief Technology Officer. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Who's to blame if the nation defaults on its debt? Well, that depends on who you ask.
Congressman Byron Donald says there is just one person to blame for the debt limit crisis.
Joe Biden doesn't lead. Joe Biden doesn't have a plan. Joe Biden doesn't have a strategy. And what Joe Biden brings America to every single time is a crisis point.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the Florida Republican said Biden is leading the nation into default by refusing to negotiate. However, President Biden is sounding hopeful a deal will be reached. Speaking to reporters after giving a commencement speech at Howard University, he said some progress has been made in weekend negotiations. Biden and congressional leaders are set to meet again this week. I'm John Schaefer.
Daniel Penny, who's facing second-degree manslaughter charges in New York, is getting money for his defense from online donors.
Penny's lawyers started a legal defense fund and have raised over $1 million from over 25,000 donors so far. Penny's lawyers say he acted in self-defense when he put Jordan Neely in a chokehold that killed him on a Manhattan subway earlier this month. Penny was released on $100,000 bond and is due back in court on July 7th. I'm Dave Collins.
More is known from a metallic-looking rock that smashed through the roof of a residential home in New Jersey's Hopewell Township last week. It is confirmed to be a meteorite. Scientists confirmed it, and it's a rare one, about 4.6 billion years old, in a class called stony chondrite. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.